Okay, good morning, everybody. Today we will discuss a paper on belong to the Disclosure Initiative, subsidiaries that are SMEs. I would like to give the floor to Elizabeth.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon. Today, as you'll see, we've got two papers. The first is the proposed project plan, and the second asks your views on which presentation requirements that subsidiaries that have been should apply. If we discuss the project plan first, now the project plan you have before you was prepared before COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic. We are still putting that to you because, as we discussed in earlier meetings, the project's expected to generate cost savings for preparers. Consequently, at this stage, we aim to try and proceed as set out in the plan, but clearly we'll be conscious that we may need to adapt given the very trying circumstances. And a specific example of that is we actually plan to liaise in early Q3 with entities that lend to SMEs. Clearly, our timing could well be particularly inappropriate for them, in which case we will adapt and, if necessary, delay. So I just wanted to explain that background and not have you think that we were, you know, definitely going to plough on regardless. We're not. But if we can, because it will should generate cost savings, this is what we aim to do. So before I introduce the other paper, I invite you to comment and vote on paper 31A.
Are there any comments? I don't see anybody, so I guess you can move on to the second paper.
Do you want to formally vote on the, does everyone agree, or can we
Shall
accept
we
that?
vote to be absolutely sure? Everybody
Yep,
agrees.
14. Yep.
Thank you. The second paper is, as I mentioned, presentation requirements. Now, the research objective and the project objective refer to recognition, measurement, disclosure. And so far, we haven't discussed presentation requirements, which is the fourth of the four elements to our accounting standards. The two main alternatives are that we would require subsidiaries that are SME to apply the presentation requirements of IFRS standards or the presentation requirements of the IFRS to SME standard. If the presentation requirements of IFRS standards are to be required, then our intention is to do nothing. So by that, what do I actually mean? So our standard that we're developing will list the disclosure requirements of, will list the disclosure, will set out the disclosure requirements that a subject of SME is required to comply with. It will also list which powers in full IFRS, i.e. the disclosure requirements, that it doesn't have to comply with. So if we're using recognition, measurement, and presentation from full, our standard will deal solely with disclosure requirements and which powers which are disclosure not to comply with. On the other hand, if you choose to use the presentation requirements from the IFRS to SME standard, then our standard will set out the disclosure requirements and the presentation requirements that subset of SMEs are required to comply with. And then when it lists which powers in full IFRS the sub doesn't have to comply with, they will be disclosure and presentation requirements. For a number of reasons, which are set out in the paper, the staff recommend that subsidiaries that are SMEs apply the presentation requirements of IFRS standards. And that was all I'd intended saying, but I have had an email come in overnight from the staff of the Australian Accounting Standards Board, because I do make reference in the paper to what they've done. I've given a staff view, so I feel it only fair, given they've sent through some comments, that I'd make you aware of that. So what their final para on to me says, while we were comfortable that this approach, that's the approach that I mentioned in the paper that they've gone with, while we were comfortable that this approach should enable subsidiaries to present their financial statements consistent with those of their full IFRS parents, the board did agree to clarify this further by adding that entities are permitted but not required to refer to full AAS guidance equivalent of IFRS. Seeing that the presentation requirements are set out in a different standard, have been adapted and are not completely identical to the IFRS SME standard, we would not think that reference to full IFRS for non-mandatory guidance should cause ramifications for entities applying the IFRS SME standard. Now, I don't want to say any more on that now, because as we get into your comments, this may well come up, but I did feel that I should pass that comment on, since it's the opposite of what the staff view is in the paper. So at this point, I will invite your comment.
Anne, you wanted to talk. Anne, you're on mute.
I was worried about all that background noise. Thanks, Elizabeth, for the paper and all your work to progress this project. So today we're thinking about the presentation requirements. And as I read this paper, what you wrote made me think about whether we see presentation as close to disclosure or presentation as close to recognition and measurement. So in the proposals that you've got for us with your recommendation, you're grouping presentation requirements with recognition and measurement, and so full IFRS would apply. But the other way the Australian AASB has done it is to put presentation and disclosure together as a grouping. And that's what I think that we have to talk about today and to decide. Now, I know in the AASB's view that we can do it either way. We can do it as per your recommendation in the paper, or we can do it the other way if we think that presentation and disclosure sit together and complement each other, and therefore they should hang together. So we can start at either place, we can get to where we need to be. I guess I was leaning towards seeing disclosure and presentation together and trying to think how that would work, which is the Australian approach. So starting with disclosures from the SMEs, but also presentation from the SMEs, and then building that up, adding in what is needed. One of your arguments in the paper for not doing it that way was that it interferes with the standalone nature of IFRS for SMEs. But I think that's about a different population to what we've got here, because this population are full IFRS reporters. They're not IFRS for SMEs reporters. So the way the Australians have done it in terms of taking the presentation out of SMEs and adding to it so that within our standard, we would be saying that you could access the guidance of full IFRS. I could see how that could still work. So that was a point that I wanted to make, that I think that I'm not convinced that we have to go the other way, do it a different way from the way the Australians have done it. I thought that there was probably a lot we could learn from what they've done. So I think I'll stop there. Thank you.
Okay, let me see who's next. Nick?
Thanks, Hans. So I support the staff recommendation on this question. I think it's important to remember what's the raison d'etre of this project, and that's to reduce unnecessary reporting costs. And it's good to think about the individuals then that will be applying the proposed requirements. They largely live in a full IFRS world. They've requested that they can use full IFRS, but with some reduced disclosure requirements where appropriate. And I think that's absolutely fine. But with different presentation headings, I worry that that will create an element of confusion and actually will layer on cost for them rather than reduce costs. And I think that's most obvious when we come to think about how the mechanics of pulling together, for instance, a consolidation pack. So as I say, I would support the staff recommendation here that we would use full IFRS presentation requirements. And I think finally, it's also worth remembering, and certainly this was clear when Chris Peach and her colleagues presented to us earlier in the year about their project, that also they have some different motivations with their own work. It's not strictly aligned with what we're trying to do here. So that's it. Thank you.
I give the floor to Daryl.
I think I agree with everything Nick has just said, and just building on what Nick has said. So firstly, I agree with the staff recommendation. When I worked through the advantages and disadvantages of going down the route, I think I found myself sort of thinking along the route that Anne had been thinking, which is that a lot of the arguments in the for and against are precisely the same arguments that we would have used for thinking about disclosure. The difference is, and I think it comes to Nick's point, it's about the main reason we're doing this for cost. And there's a considerable difference in degree in thinking about what happens in the disclosure environment, where we know that there are a lot of disclosures required by IFRSs because of the user group that you're focusing on, but very, very similar presentation required by IFRS and IFRS for SMEs. And in thinking about it from my side, what I really thought about was that in having, firstly, from our perspective, the costs of maintaining that presentational suite was going to be fairly significant for what were very marginal differences. The cost savings that entities would get from going down the IFRS for SMEs route of presentation were going to be very limited, given the consolidation packs and the things that Nick was saying as well. But the need for them to constantly work to understand what the differences actually meant between IFRS for SMEs and IFRS would, I think, impose some costs. So I think for all of those reasons, I am in the same place that staff have landed at, and I agree with the recommendation that staff have made.
Tadeo.
Thanks for the team for preparing the paper, explaining the issue we are facing. When we look at the description of the project, it looks simple, that just application of IFRS with SME disclosures, but it is not. And there are more important aspects, as we are discussing here, to considering behind this. And congratulations to the team, because this paper summarizes well what are the challenges, I mean, with the advantage, disadvantage for all approaches. It's very good. I support staff's recommendation and the reasons listed in all paragraphs, but especially on paragraph 28, are strong enough to convince me that this is the way that we should move forward. Different from disclosure, the presentation requirements are much closer to recognition, in my opinion, the recognition measure requirements. When we look at the examples in the paper, such as IFRS 5 and some requirements in IS 1, it makes me feel more comfortable following the full IFRS requirement in this regard. Therefore, for me, it makes more sense to keep the presentation requirements aligned with full IFRS. Thank you.
Chen Chao.
Thank you, Hans. I also support staff's proposal. I think basically the issue is about cost and benefit balance. So based on the cost-benefit analysis and consideration, I think staff's proposal is better than just simply, you know, to use the presentation requirement from SME standards. The reason is that I think that if we apply or require entity to, you know, comply with presentation requirements from full IFRS standards, I think from users' perspective, it can provide more useful information to users, particularly as Nick said, that those subsidiaries are actually within full IFRS family. So it's easy for users to compare those financial data which reflected in the financial statement with other entities which fully apply IFRS standards requirement. But I think this is the benefit. With regard to the cost perspective, I don't think applying, presentation requirements from 4IFI standards will add too much cost or burden to the to those subsidiaries. Particularly, first, they need to provide information to the parent, and that means they have to align with those presentation requirements with parents, because parents need to provide prepare consolidated financial statement. So in order to avoid to keep two sets of system, I think it will reduce the cost rather than increase the cost for them. And secondly, actually it also align with those subsidiaries recognition and measurement system. And sometimes we look at the recognition and measurement system. Actually, there is another system in place, that is a classification system. When the subsidiary are doing recognition, measurement, normally they are also doing classification system. So those information actually normally already available or very easy to available from their existing system, and to help them to prepare the full presentation information which are required by 4IFI standards. So in this case, I don't think it will add too much burden or cost for those subsidiaries. So based on the cost and the benefit analysis, I support staff's proposal.
Gary?
Thank you and good morning. For many of the reasons expressed by my colleagues, I also support the staff's proposal. I won't repeat the arguments the others have made, because I do agree with them, but a couple of different perspectives that didn't come up. I think wholly owned subsidiaries and standalone SMEs have different audiences for the reporting. Standalone SMEs, they have to raise capital and investor, creditor, or lender support kind of on their own. Wholly owned subsidiaries, in the main, I don't believe typically do that. And people don't typically lend to them without understanding where upstream parents are involved in this. So I think it's a different audience for capital allocation type decisions. I think IFRS reporting entities, I think you're geared up internally throughout the entire internal reporting organization to comply with full IFRS. That's sort of the day-to-day rigor that exists there, and statutory reporting is the exception, not the day-to-day rule. So I think this PERP project was to reduce unnecessary costs by making as much use of full IFRS inside subsidiaries that are part of IFRS reporting entities. And I think going along with the full IFRS presentation standards only makes sense out of that. The other thing I think we have to look for as an organization going forward is, I view this standard, first of all, it's optional, is a subset of full IFRS, not a adjunct to the SME standard. And every time we change something, if they're off on a different presentation standard, we're going to have to add, what do we do about them as well? I mean, today, the subsidiary companies under the SME standard, we tend not to deal with that. But if the goal is to reduce costs for full IFRS, every time a new project comes down, we're going to have to consider presentation. Think of the PFS project as an example. If it finishes where it is today, I think it would be sort of incongruous to understand why a wholly owned subsidiary would have what would become essentially an obsolete IS-1 reporting structure. And I think similar issues exist in REG and others as well. So fully support the standard, fully support the staff's recommendation.
Okay, Rika.
And thank you. I support the staff recommendation. I think all of colleague board member already mentioned, I agree. I especially think the presentation of the consolidation package that the subsidiary ordinary use for their reporting, that might not be prepared in fully in accordance with IS-1. rather than it's in accordance with the group company's accounting policies. But even so, such group policies should be in alignment with the IS1, the full standards. So I think the IS1 presentation should be more familiar and more practical for those companies that do not use IFRS for SME, but fully in alignment with the group company's policy. So I think in order to achieve the objective of this project, I support the staff recommendation. Thank you.
Mary? Mary? Mary seems to be gone momentarily. Sue?
Thanks, Hans. I won't speak for too long. I agree with much of what's already been said, particularly by Nick and Daryl. I agree with the staff recommendation primarily because, for me, this project is largely about trying to find an efficient way for subsidiaries that are SMEs to apply the main requirements in IFRS, but not to be sort of bogged down with lots of disclosure requirements. And I haven't heard anything to suggest that sort of line items and presentation on the face was such a concern. So for me, I think this approach is most consistent with the problem I thought we were seeking to solve.
Chung Wu.
Thank you, Hans. I agree with the step recommendation. We should use the full IFRS for the presentation. But one comment on the one of the disadvantages of using full IFRS for presentation. In paragraph 20C, you provided a very good analysis on IAS-1. There are some problems on disclosure requirements that they are not clearly had in a clear section, and they are not in consecutively numbered paragraphs. Liz, do you have any idea to reduce this kind of some problem in IAS-1 on disclosure requirement?
Okay, so Anne, Mary wants is back in. Mary.
I'll try again. Is this working this time?
Yes.
Okay. Also supportive of the staff recommendation, I wanted to say that conceptually I agree with Anne in terms of the presentation being closer to disclosure, but I think this is one of the times when we have to step back and say, what is the objective of the project? And you know, with that objective in mind, I think it drives us to the staff recommendation rather than the conceptual analysis. It's probably a lesson for us as we do standards in the future about how we think about and maybe isolate a bit more presentation requirements. But the other thing I want us to think about is the approachability, the understandability of the document that results from this project. And I think the more it is bits and pieces, the harder it will be to pick up and understand what you're supposed to do. And I know we all see that when we wrestle with looking at amendments to an existing standard that are, you know, scattered throughout a document. So I think a document, as the staff laid out, sorry, and ultimately the standard, as the staff describes in this paper, that has the least and the most coherent set of things, which is a description of disclosures, would be more usable for people who are trying to apply the standard, as well as Gary pointed out, easier for us to maintain. So I think those are things we should also factor into decisions in this project. Thanks, Hans.
Okay, well, let's finally see if Anne has a convincing comeback.
No, I don't have a convincing comeback because I think that the paper presented both sides of the arguments and it was fair, it was a very fair paper. And the board members are very strongly in favour of staff recommendation, which leads me to want to ask Elizabeth a question. So, Elizabeth, in relation to paragraph 14, can I just check with you? I understand that now you're talking about how will you go ahead to develop the standard and you'll have the disclosure requirements that apply. It's just number B. I'm not sure what you mean by B, because you say reproduce the presentation requirements that will apply only if they are from the SMEs standard. So I wasn't sure how that was working, given that what you're actually doing is taking all the presentation requirements out of full. So I don't know why anything would be lifted up out of, would be elevated out of SMEs. So I just wonder if you could clarify that for me, 14B.
Thanks, Sam. My apologies if that wasn't clear. So that what I intended by those words were, if today you as a board choose to go with a presentation requirement from IFRS, the SMEs standard, then our resulting standard will have disclosure requirements, it will have presentation requirements. But if today you choose to have the presentation requirements from IFRS standard, there'll be nothing in B. It was the presentation requirements that would apply only if, that was supposed to mean only if today you vote for the ones from the SME standard. So there'll be nothing in B if you vote for.
Okay. So if we vote for the recommendation, B disappears.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Can I see who supports the staff's recommendation?
I see 13.
Okay. All right. Elizabeth, are you completely done with this topic?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.